This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. In ACC tournament quarterfinal action Friday night, Maryland upset Duke 83-74. In the Big 12 tournament, Kansas beat Iowa State 88-73, and Kansas State bested Oklahoma 68-57. In the Pac-10 semifinals, UCLA slipped by Arizona 66-64, and Oregon ushered Utah out 64-45. In Big East semifinal action, Louisville nosed out Notre Dame 69-57 and Syracuse beat Georgetown 58-55 in overtime. The Georgetown-Syracuse rivalry is a major attraction of the Big East men's basketball tournament, but the Big East is disbanding, sort of. Seven Catholic schools are leaving the conference, including Georgetown, Villanova, St. John, Syracuse, and Connecticut. But the departing teams get to keep the conference name, and those seven teams, joined by three others, will continue to play their postseason tournament in Madison Square Garden. Got it? Jim O'Grady went to this year's Big East tournament to talk to fans about the changes and to clear up some of the confusion.
If you want to find out what it means to New York basketball fans that the Big East is ending as they've known it, a good place to start is a group of guys pounding beers between games at a stadium bar.
It's bittersweet.
It's totally bittersweet.
That's Paul McLaughlin. He and his three buddies are in their late 30s and early 40s. McLaughlin is from New Jersey and grew up rooting for Syracuse, which is leaving the Big East for the Atlantic Coast Conference.
I think it's a disgrace. You know, it's unfortunately become a college football factory world.
He's referring to the main factor in the breakup of the Big East. Schools with big-time football and basketball programs usually make more money from football. So the incentive is to join a strong football conference, even if it's bad for the basketball program. And it can lead to geographic atrocities like Rutgers, a New Jersey school, joining the Big Ten, a conference traditionally centered around the Great Lakes. That's going to happen in 2014. McLaughlin can explain.
An example, I think, would be Syracuse going to the ACC so that they can build their recruiting pipeline, offering their players games against schools like West Virginia and other schools within that conference that generate more football dollars.
That's right. Syracuse, in upstate New York, will be joining a Southern Conference. The bottom line is, next year, Syracuse, Georgetown, and Connecticut, teams at the heart of the Big East, will be playing in different leagues. And that'll be the end of the Big East tournament as it's been. Matt Evans was at the Garden last week to watch his brother, Jamal Branch, play point guard for St. John's in a second-round loss to Villanova. Evans is young, but he knows his Big East history.
Man, you got players like Allen Iverson, you know, Patrick Ewing, you got Chris Mullin, you got players that just made basketball what it is today. Just the rivalries, the coaches, it's so classic, man. Big East basketball is basketball to me.
McLaughlin agrees.
Rick Pitino, Rolly Massimino, Johnny Carnesecca. I mean, this was Big East basketball.
Probably the best known game in 34 years of Big East tournaments is Syracuse versus Connecticut in the 2009 quarterfinals. Syracuse won after six overtimes. That even impressed Villanova alum Jacqueline Riley, who was at that 2009 tournament.
Villanova played in the earlier game that night, I remember, and then we went back to our hotel room and we watched it for seven overtimes on ESPN, and it was just such an experience to be here. It was amazing.
Riley was at Madison Square Garden this year with her sorority sisters from Kappa Kappa Gamma. They've been coming to the Big East tournament for years, and they want you to know that Villanova's Jay Wright should be Coach of the Year. Villanova is one of the so-called Catholic Seven schools that will stay together and retain the Big East name. Steve Lavin, coach of St. John's, says that's a sweet deal.
I'm glad we got the name because the brand is very important in anything. Coca-Cola, Hershey's, you can't go wrong with the Hershey bar.
He says a few things remain to be ironed out with the Catholic Seven version of the Big East, like plans to add new members, Butler, Xavier, and Creighton. Lavin admits that with the change, some of the league's past magic will be diminished.
I know, you know, that we lost some Titans. Lost some great rivalries and some great coaches and great institutions.
Still, Lavin thinks the Big East will remain relevant at the highest level of college basketball.
That's kind of the world we live in, and the beat goes on, and you know, you reinvent yourself and do the best with the group we have, and I still think we'll be one of the preeminent premier leagues in the country.
For Only a Game, I'm Jim O'Grady in New York.